They're the guys who said just grab them in the biscuits. Corey and Joel.
Ho! Hey there, everybody.
Who are you calling a ho?
I'm not you.
Come on now. Cherry Booklet isn't even in the studio.
I know. But we're back. It's
no
Corey
Nadia
and Joel.
Anywhere around.
Not to be seen.
Invisible Nadia.
I think the stench of her is even out of the studio.
Well,
it took a while.
Not if you were a dog. Not if you were like a trained animal, like a search dog. They could still detect that.
Yeah, I love
German Shepherd. Please,
Nadia, dog. Back on. I think I'm.
Last time I saw Nadia, she was so drunk she swung and punched me in the face.
Did she?
And I was like, you got to get a control of yourself.
Well, she heard comments like this from you, I think. This is the new CD from White Rabbits, is the name of the band. The album is called Fortnightly. They're an indie band from New York, and they do... there's a couple songs with a little bit of a calypso beat to it, or whatever you want to call this. A Latin beat. They have a nice big sound. Indie rock.
It's kind of a little merengue, isn't it?
Yeah, merengue. Indie rock has a big sound now.
The big sound of indie rock. Coming to you live right now. Here's one for the Arcade Fire on the Zoom. 97.7.
Corey's all full of radio stuff after this weekend. We're on WKRK. We'll talk about that in a minute. I'm going to pot that down before you get completely.
All right.
Corey was starting to remove his clothing.
I was getting a little dancy.
I said, that's about enough of that. Back in with the show. It's Corey and Joel Radio, number 136.
And isn't it to be depressing to be right back here?
No, it's fun
here. Oh, I mean, hey, guys, welcome aboard to the podcast.
And we talked about last week how we'd be right here, and here we are. So
God
fuck.
Damn
we're
it
men
all.
Of our words, man.
We're right here.
Yeah, we did the shots on 97.1. I'm going to apologize once again right from the top to anyone who thought they wouldn't be able to listen and wanted to on the live streaming broadcast.
They streamed perfectly.
They streamed perfectly, and everyone heard them on there, and I was told by a person who should really know if it would stream or not that it wasn't going to stream.
That's right.
Although I listened,
Hortense, the sock puppet of perpetual low self-esteem.
Well, that's not who said it.
Said
no.
We wouldn't be
but what happened was I did listen back to show 135, and on 135 I told people to go to the website and listen to it live.
Sure.
So that was before we had the information that it wasn't going to stream, and then it ultimately streamed.
Hopefully,
so.
Somebody of you heard it.
Yeah, hope you heard it. We don't have a recording of it. I have no idea if it would be a podcast, maybe a bonus feature or something in the future. If we can make that happen, we will. And if we can't, tough nuts, you missed it. And,
maybe Sunday show.
I don't know. Well, whatever. I mean, it has nothing to do with the quality of the show. It was more like we just don't have recordings of the show. So,
right.
If we can get them, we will. And if we
can't, they could probably do an air check, but it would be a lot of.
Yeah, it's a lot of, we'll see. We're not going to ask for that favor right now. Yeah. But anyway, welcome back.
We'll just have new material for you, and you'll be all ready to go.
Maybe we'll do more shows on there or something, and you can hear those. But anyway, welcome back to the Corey and Joel Radio Show.
How are you?
The old-fashioned podcast version.
Yeah.
Which is nice,
because
it's so familiar and comfortable.
Sure.
And it's like an old pair of slippers.
Yes.
You slide your feet into, and off you go.
It's really more like an old pair of panties.
Just
worn and weathered and
kind of stinky.
Not quite so fresh anymore, but it's still there for you.
All right, that's one way to look at it.
Yeah.
But we had fun doing those shows on 97.1. It's a little intimidating whenever you're in like a professional broadcasting environment, because we're not the furthest things from professional broadcasting, but we're hardly professional.
I think we performed pretty admirably.
Yeah, I think we did fine. Everything under the circumstance, everything was good.
Mm-hmm.
There were issues with, we were trying to play our drops, and some of those didn't work, and that was more
really no more technical gaffes than a normal episode of the podcast.
Well, but I think it's funny, though, because a lot of the stuff that, like, the level of your computer and stuff like that,
sure,
which we had problems with for ages on this show, is now pretty much solved.
Yes.
So there's, like, things that we've solved on this show that, reared their heads over there, but,
computer. Well, that is a luxury that we just cannot afford.
That's
but,
true.
Other than that, it was fine, We had a really good time over there.
No, we took calls and...
And I'm very proud of this. I told you as we were driving to the studio on Saturday night for the first show, I'm guaranteeing that I would swear and have to get dumped on the air.
And I was guaranteeing you were going to get punched in the nuts if you swore.
But having nothing to do with your threat of my my family jewels, I didn't swear at all on the air.
No, you didn't.
No one said anything offensive. No one was dumped.
Yeah.
I think the most offensive thing was said by our board op, Tim.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
that was about it.
And then I'm like, oh, he's saying that. Oh, well, so, hell.
Well, yeah, we were sitting there biting our tongues. And sure. He's going,
I think we were a little too tight.
He was saying pussy and stuff, and I was like, I don't know if we can say pussy. They gave us the list of shit. Do you have that list of shit we can't say?
Oh, boy, I wish
probably
I
not.
Did.
Okay, I said, give it to me.
I'll look for it if it's at, my, at the break.
Of course, I wanted it, and you're like, no, I'm going to hold on to it, and now you've held on to it and don't even have it. So
I forgot about
it. There was a long list of things that we couldn't say, and like...
You can't say come on me or come in me.
But there was like, you can say dick, but not talking about a dick, but right. about a person.
Right.
Who, you know, it was like weird stuff like that, contextual.
You could say it like
stuff.
This. Bill Bichard is a dick.
Right.
But you couldn't say Bill Bichard has a huge dick.
No.
Which you could be, you'd be lying. And
I would know.
Oh, I don't know.
But yeah, there was stuff like
huge.
That. There was there's all kinds of weird, you know.
Yeah.
You can say, you know, don't try to say things clinical. If you're trying to get a laugh, there was something about that on there. Like,
although, to a certain extent, we were on late at night, and they call it safe harbor.
Yeah, where some of those rules don't apply, but still.
If you listen to, like, there was an item on there, it was like, don't talk about masturbating.
Yeah.
But I'm like, first of all, Howard Stern wouldn't have a show if he didn't talk about masturbating.
Well, they said don't say masturbating, but, and it said don't say whacking off or something, too, at one point. I don't know what.
Yeah, they had a whole list of
jerk
off,
stuff
whack
that
off,
we thought
masturbate.
Was safe.
Yeah.
And we had some of our drops that we play all the time that we thought were safe. And then I was like, yeah, we can't play the one Sue Johnson. Do you have that?
It didn't say, there was nothing about jerking the gherkin.
No, but
I don't think you could say this.
Man, I suck your dick real good, brother.
No, but we knew that. But there was the one stuff that we brought, like, you know, he was masturbating. He must have been.
And he was probably masturbating with great gusto.
I think that would have been.
And enthusiasm.
Shot down under their rules.
I think we could have played
it. You said, it said on the sheet. I'm saying what it said on the sheet.
Sure.
Forget about safe harbor. Fuck all that. I'm talking about when we're doing the show, if it was full FCC regulations, I don't think that would be allowed.
All right.
Under that, by the sheet.
But Howard Stern talked about masturbating every day he was on the air.
But he also had to phrase it weird.
Really?
And it's all about how you phrase it. It's not that you can't talk about it. But literally the word masturbating was
on the
banned
list. I think
he said
himself.
Right. The word masturbating was on the banned list was the point.
Well, that's jerking all. The gherkin.
And we would have the list if you managed to bring it, but you didn't. So.
Boxing the clown was not on the list.
I don't know. Anyway. So that was the show. It was a nice time. I had a good time over there. Love to do it again.
Yeah.
And if it happens, it happens. And if it doesn't, welcome to the podcast, everybody.
Hey.
Welcome back. We're not going anywhere.
Here we are, still talking about how shitty PK and J are. Oh, these many, many months later.
If that doesn't get us put on the actual radio, our hatred for PK and J.
You know what's so great? Yeah, we think we're, you know, God, we are so obscure.
Well, I mean, yeah, there's stuff on here that people wouldn't get on the regular radio. You know what's weird to me is some of the reaction, because, like, a lot of people that I know for sure listen to the shows.
Yes.
Like, have never heard this. Mm-hmm. You know, they've never heard the actual podcast, like my dad and stuff.
Sure.
So, you know, it's always weird what their reaction
My parents
be.
Can't figure out how the internet works.
Yeah.
So I don't push it and try and get them to listen to this.
Right. So,
yeah.
I don't know, you know, what people thought of those. I really wanted to hear from people who have heard both and like this.
Mm-hmm.
And to see what they would like about, you know.
Well, we know some of our forum guys and some of our friends listen.
But I know that I don't think people would listen to what we did on the weekend and say, you know, I don't know. I think people would like it if they, because I thought we were pretty true to what we do.
We got calls from people we didn't know.
We did the Pride Fest tapes.
Sure.
We actually did a combined joint where we took both years of the Pride Fest tapes and kind of merged them together.
Yeah, actually, some of what we did on 97.1 was stuff you've kind of heard before.
Right, we talked about a bachelor party that we went to, which is a very, very early show. We went to Bill Bichard's bachelor party. We never named him on 97.1, but we did a lot of the same stuff, some of the funny stories from that we retold. And, we did movie stuff, which we've done on here many times.
Mm-hmm.
What were the top movies, and Corey did a guess. And
what you didn't get to hear, if you didn't hear the show streaming, was... Are berating Joel for not getting handy from a adult.
Well, that has nothing to do with anything.
Even a random caller called in.
The point
Joel
is that's actually a bit that I shouldn't do on this show.
Okay.
And it's a bit that I shouldn't even do on 97.1. It's a bit that I should do on the Funhouse.
Ah.
Because the girl.
It's Juggalo specific.
The girl that we're discussing, this girl that's she does some porno movies. She dances for Wolfpack. who was a psychopathic affiliated group. And she has her own show on that station.
No.
Or she's part of Wolfpack show. So really it's not, and I didn't want to shoot it down on the air when we were talking about her, because I'm sure she wants the attention anyway.
Well,
but the point is, like, that's a bit more suited for that show and not this
show.
Well,
it turned out, I think it was our best bit.
It was a funny bit, but I couldn't, you know, we sort of decided one thing on the weekend shows, and we even ran it past the program director that I wouldn't mention about how I worked for ICP, because that brings a lot of baggage to the show that we didn't want on the first weekend or whatever.
Sure.
You know, I'll talk about it later if we go back there. But it was something that we decided was better suited not for the first show, because then it's going to become a whole, you know, if you hate ICP, you're going to hate us, and that's really not the case. Because there are juggalos that listen to this show.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's fans of ours, believe it or not, that listen to the Funhouse.
Well.
So there you go. As much as that bothers you.
No, whatever.
It does bother you, though.
It was a good segment on the air. And we didn't talk anything about
it.
We didn't mention, we weren't down with the clowns.
Well, I mean, but it's just like, that's something that I, you know.
The bottom line is that an adult film actress grabbed your Johnson.
Well, that is, again.
And that's the bottom, that's the bullet point of that story.
Yeah, but it's for a photograph, and it had nothing to do with anything.
And then she's been sending you MySpace messages.
She sent me a MySpace message where she commented on the photo, but
I don't know. Well, we hammered you enough the other night. But
it's on the Upchuck the Clown MySpace. If anyone wants to make a federal case out of it, go on to
this
forum.
Please do. Counselors?
Yes. You know,
Nigel Rosenblum, please. If you go to the Upchuck,
I don't think I've ever plugged the Upchuck the Clown MySpace, but if anyone wants to go look at that, Upchuck the Clown, just spell it T-H-A. C-L-O-W-N.
Spell it incorrectly.
Upchuck T-H-A.
And you'll be right along in Juggalo
C-L-O-W-N.
Style.
And I have pictures from the gathering up there and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And a little blog about the gathering. And you can see where the porn star grabs my nut, my penis.
And good work.
And you know, it was she must have taken 1,000 pictures and probably grabbed 1,000 guys'
I'm sure.
Nuts.
I know.
So I don't feel...
I know. It's
I don't
okay.
feel all that weird.
You don't have to feel bad about letting a porn actress go free. You know, you're fine. You don't sit up late at night and think about that one at all.
Your dickitude has no limit, does it?
Don't torment yourself, Joel.
It's not
that
no.
a trained professional who you've seen her prowess.
Oh, I do have to announce this though. While we're talking about that girl,
yes,
it does tie into the show because we do have a bonus feature.
Absolutely.
See, I didn't realize. I've forgotten all about that. It seems like ancient history.
I'm
when we did
setting
that.
It up.
Yeah, we recorded this chick who I've met, Jay Jolie, who I've met as working for ICP. I decided, Corey and I were sitting around, and Corey's like, oh, she's hot, and, you know. And I go, yeah, well, I've never really seen her do porno, even though I know that that's what she does. And so I went and got a little porno movie that she did, and it's part of our newest Jerk Off Home Companion. So
that's correct.
If you want to hear that and hear a full review of her.
Sister Midnight is the name
Sister
of the
Midnight
film.
Is the name of the movie, and it's on our mailing list. So if you're not on the mailing list and you want to hear our segment where we describe in graphic detail what she's doing minute for minute, second for second, cum shot for cum shot, it is on the mailing list at CoreyandJoelRadio.com. Sign up and find out exactly what, if her movie was good, if it was bad.
It's part of our continuing effort to explore the cultural and social ramifications of pornography.
Yes.
Yeah.
So there it is, Sister Midnight, reviewed on Jerk Off Home Companion. And it's been a long time since we've done a bonus feature of any kind, and I apologize for that, but we've been working on this, getting on this radio station.
And Serial Killers was the last one we did.
We did Serial Killers for a while, and yeah.
So anyway.
All right, here we are.
Bonus content. If you're not on the mailing list already.
Hooray for that.
And finally, before we move on,
yeah,
if you are on the mailing list and you are enjoying fine content like Jerk Off Home Companion, and you would like to hear similar content on Live 97.1,
what?
Feel free to write into the station.
Okay. Yeah, but don't write in and say Corey and Joel to review porno.
But you want
to
hear us.
Yeah, there's a feedback form on their 97.1 WKRK website. I put it on the maybe I'll put another thing in the mailing list this week, and the feedback for that, there's a feedback form on their page. It's actually on the forum right now. If you go up there and read about us on 97.1, I believe there's a link to that. Fill out the feedback form and tell them you want to hear more Corey and Joel, because
absolutely.
And people that did call in who didn't know us at all were saying how they love the show.
We didn't get any you
funny.
Suck calls or
no anything. No one said we sucked. A couple comedians called in. One guy, Jason Bensie, I think was trying to be a wiseacre. But it turned out as funny as his live.
Funny comedy.
It was as good as his live stand-up act.
Hey, now.
I'm kidding, Jason. But, yeah, Jason called in as somebody else, and I don't know what he was talking about exactly. But let me go blow my nose. We were talking about chicks I gotta go blow. I don't know why. My nose.
The one tough part was when Joel had to take a call from his cousin.
Yeah, I talked to my cousin who was kind of like, I think he was just trying to figure out if it was really me.
Yeah,
because he didn't know that I was going on.
You didn't tell him you were gonna be.
I don't know. He listens to the show sometimes. I know he listens to the podcast sometimes, so he might have gotten wind of it that way. But to talk about how we did the bit about chicks who are no longer hot, because that's where that.
Oh yes, yeah. There was a great segment. We broke down the tragedy of when hot girls go bad, and we had a lot of winners on there, a lot of them. My number one, a caller beat me to, which was Meg Ryan, who looks like a disaster. Oh, God. She looks like her lips look like they've been freshly stung with hornets. They've just swollen up. Too much plastic surgery, too much makeup, too much. It's just a big mess, you know, and some of these chicks we had to get into and we had to deal with. Joel, who were some of you? I'm trying to remember
your
list.
I have my actual list if you want me to pull it out of my – it's on my notebook here.
I think I have my list.
Well, I remember on the Meg Ryan note, I said Nicole Kidman looked like shit.
Yeah. And I think she looks weird. I don't think she looks bad.
I think she's had the lips done, and yeah. I think it's going south.
She looks a little plasticky, but like it's
not. She was promoting this movie, Invasion. And
well, that's a remake of Invasion of the Body Snatchers. And the premise is supposed to be that we're being replaced by perfect aliens.
Yeah.
Perfect duplicates. Yet she's this plastic, completely non-human-looking person. She looks completely phony.
I'll give you the crib notes version of my list.
Yeah, okay.
I said 10, Carrie Fisher.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, how are you as hot as you ever would have been in
Return of the Jedi? Older than I thought we were going to
get. Well, she was probably the oldest one I picked. I said the Olsen twins never lived up to, like, when they were 18, they would be hot and fuckable.
Yes.
I think they're nasty and skinny. Christina Applegate was just complete fucking whack off material. I must have pounded more fucking loads to her than probably anybody ever.
Yes.
And now it's completely over. She looks bad. I think she has a beard and a mustache now or something. I liked Kathy Lee Gifford back in the day.
Oh.
And now she's just an old crow. She was kind of an old crow when she was on with Regis, but you know.
Yeah.
Beating off to her was always fun because she, you knew she would hate it. It was like, you know, if beating off to... See, this is the stuff I couldn't say on 97.1. When you beat off to Kathy Lee, it was sort of getting back at her.
Well, it was insulting God.
Yeah, she's a holy roller Christian, and she's, you know...
Well, Cody and Cassidy wouldn't like that.
Vanna White, who you disagreed with for whatever reason.
I think Vanna looks, like, pretty well-preserved.
I don't know. Looks like a fucking corpse is what she looks like.
Oh,
Nicole Kidman, you already mentioned. Claudia Schiffer, who no one really got behind, but you don't see her much anymore. But the few times I have seen her,
I think she had so far to come from.
Yeah,
she was so far up in the clouds that even if she fell a couple hundred feet, it's not going to hurt her.
Jamie Lee Curtis. Jamie Lee Curtis.
That's rough.
Some of the hottest nude scenes of all time that she did in some of her movies. And
Trading Places.
It's completely over now. Britney Spears, I think we was universally agreed on, used to be so much hotter. And I thought Madonna is a complete fucking mess, looks like a man, looks like a transsexual.
I think Madge, for her age, doesn't look bad. Well, I had Kate Moss, Tara Reid, the drugged out destruction of Lindsay Lohan.
I'm going to talk about Lindsay Lohan in a minute, but go ahead.
A real facial, a real plastic surgery nightmare, Jenna Jameson.
Yeah, Jenna Jameson's really jacked her body.
Doesn't look anything like she used to look. Yeah. I mean, you don't even recognize her anymore.
Yeah, it's a shame. She was real cute.
Really too much makeup.
She was kind of like the girl next door porn star, and now she's like the example of what happens to bad, you know.
Yeah.
What happens to porn stars and how they get put through the mill. I mean, she's the example of that now.
They did some kind of weird face work to her, and she's never recovered.
She had weird face work, but then she's also gotten really, really skinny. And,
you know, it's just a...
I think she had natural boobs when she got started in porn. And
I mean, I guess taking John Doe's load on your face 10 times a week will do that to you. But
anyone else on your list?
I had Jenna Elfman.
Okay, yeah. I don't know. Where do you see her now to know she's not
hot? I don't see her that much. That's true. But the whole Scientology thing is such dick softener that I can't even, it just ruins it.
I agree with that.
Julia Roberts.
I never thought she was hot.
I know, but people have said she was.
Okay,
They've all said she's so
beautiful. She's a girl that girls think is pretty.
Sure. I had Terry Hatcher.
Yeah.
And the entire cast of Sex and the City. So there you go. That was
maybe we're never hot. I mean, Sarah Jessica Parker certainly had her day, but that might have even been before Sex and the City.
Oh.
And again, that might be girls who girls think are hot and who guys think are hot.
Yeah.
So we did that bit. Here's a little recap of that.
There we go.
So if you ever hear those 97.1 shows, you're going to be like, yeah, we did the whole thing.
Pretty much. You've heard the whole
kind of
show.
The whole friggin' thing, but that's good. But I was talking about Lindsay Lohan. I ended up having to sit through her latest movie, which actually has come and gone for the most part from theaters.
Boy, did it.
It was called I Know Who Killed Me. Yeah. And it came out, I believe, in July or June, and it died a slow death. But it was the double feature at the drive-in the other night when I went. And for whatever reason, although there was always the option to drive to another screen at the drive-in, me and the girl I was with decided that we would actually try to gut out the Lindsay Lohan movie. That,
that might be the spot to stick in.
It might be funny to try to watch it.
Yeah.
Well, we watched Superbad, which I had already seen, and my date had not. And she loves Superbad, and it's so, such a funny movie. You got to go see it.
You're at the drive-in. You, you haven't really seen it. You didn't
really
care.
Yeah, you don't really care because you end up making out and stuff. So anyway, I we ended up trying to sit through the Lindsay Lohan movie, and it was so awful.
Yeah.
That we there was probably 35, 40 minutes left at the most, and we said, we're done with this bullshit.
Sure.
We're out of here. It's like a thriller, and she's a girl who, like, she gets kidnapped by a guy who cuts off her, like, her arm and her leg. Like her forearm and the lower part of her leg, and then when she's when she ends up escaping from the guy somehow, that cuts off her arm and her leg, and she ends up in the hospital, but she thinks she's somebody else, and she thinks she's a character from a story that she wrote about a stripper. So she thinks she's a stripper, and there's all these flashbacks to her stripper life, which wasn't her real life. Her real life was like living in the suburbs, and she was in high school, and so she
that
thinks,
was the first time for me that I'd really smoked marijuana.
What the movie doesn't script. The movie doesn't make sense.
I laughed and I laughed and I laughed.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. So anyway, it's she's trying to convince everybody that she's really the stripper, but not you know this. And it's so dumb.
I'm really glad I didn't see that one.
And apparently, there's like a serial killer who has chopped off other girls' arms and legs.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to catch. Usually he ends up killing the girls, but
sure.
Lindsay Lohan was the one that escaped. And you never really know. Then she thinks she's a twin, and she tries to convince her parents, or the parents who she thinks aren't her parents, that she's really the twin of their actual daughter, and that the other daughter was put up for adoption. And we left before any of that was resolved, and who the killer was. And it was really dumb.
Wow.
And she has this boyfriend that she wouldn't bang. This is the one good part about it. She has a boyfriend who was like the high school quarterback, the football quarterback.
Yeah.
And she would never bang the guy, but she was all cutesy with him, and she'd flirt with him in class. But then when she comes back after having her arm and leg cut off, and she thinks she's this you know, stripper, that when the guy comes to visit her as she's recuperating in her home, that she takes him upstairs and fucks the shit out of him. Because she's really this whore stripper.
Okay, that's reasonable.
Sure. So, you know, that was the one plus, I guess, for him.
What the?
And the guy had no qualms about banging this chick who was obviously, who had just lost two limbs and was clearly out of her mind.
Why even release that? Why not just put that right to DVD?
It was great, too, because when they do this thing about, like, they give her a prosthetic hand, and the guy comes out at the hospital with, like, this thing right out of, like, Terminator.
Mm.
You know, like this crazy-looking automaton hand.
Robot hand.
And then they figure out, he's like, well, you can wear this, you know. Well, once it works well, we'll put this glove over it. And they literally took, like, a, it would be like a glove you would do, like, your dishes with.
Now,
and they painted it flesh-colored, and then she wears that the rest of the movie as a way of, like, giving her back a hand.
Was she,
yeah, it was so stupid.
Was she floating in the tank and the droid started,
it was so stupid.
Started rejoining her arm?
It was so dumb, and they give her, like, a fake, she's got a limp around, but they really just put something plastic around
she
her real
like,
leg.
She become, like, bionic woman?
Well, they did, yeah, well, they tried to make it where she, and, like, she had to plug her leg into the wall and charge it. And they were using that as, like, a plot device. Like, she didn't wear her leg to one thing, and she got in trouble for not having her leg. But it was, you know, I mean, they tried to do all these, like, weird shots where, you know, these special effects shots where they made her look like she really lost her arm and her leg.
Sure.
And then when they got lazy, they said, okay, we'll just paint this dishwashing glove, and you'll pull it up to your elbow, and then you'll kind of just pretend like it's really a fake arm, and she had to act like her arm and leg were fake.
Wow.
And limp around. It was really bad, and not that Lindsay was like
Lindsay Lohan in amputee porn.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would have made that choice.
And Lindsay Lohan wasn't terrible in it.
Yeah,
like the plot was really the biggest problem, and like the police were just idiots. It was so bad.
Mm-hmm.
It was like really one of the worst movies you'll ever see, and you almost cared about it for a minute, and then it got so silly. I went like, yeah, I don't care who did this.
No.
I don't care if she's a twin or she's the stripper. I don't even give a shit. The stripper scenes were pretty good. She never got naked, but they showed her, you know, swinging around on a pole in lingerie.
Her pussy gets so wet, you can't believe it.
And lots of good lingerie shots and shots of her ass grinding up and down on a pole. So that was good.
I think she's hit, though. I think
she is hit. You know, it's funny. Well, I shouldn't have said. Yeah, we agreed. Both of us agreed that she didn't look hot. Let's just say that.
So on a reviewing scale,
yes,
your drive-in experience.
Okay.
How many fingers?
Oh, out of five?
How many fingers
for the Lindsay Lohan movie?
How many fingers would you give your drive-in experience?
What? Here's the thing.
How many fingers?
Because
who goes to the goddamn drive-in to watch the movie?
I'm gonna tell you why. I'll tell you why. Not only why I went to the drive-in. I'm gonna tell you. You're gonna be at the drive-in. You might be at the drive-in tonight when I tell you what I'm gonna tell you.
Where did you go? The Ford Wyoming.
The Ford Wyoming driving in Dearborn. It's actually two separate drive-ins. They have two separate entrances. Mm-hmm. I honestly think one of them is the black entrance and one of them is the white entrance.
Really?
I think they have one black. Do you want to hear? I could pull these up real quick if you want me to. Oh. And tell you why one is the black and one is the white drive-in. Should I do that?
Oh, you get the lists of the schedules?
What I'll do is I'll bring up the list. And we went to what would be considered the white drive-in. Let me pull up this.
There's two of them, really.
Well, yeah, there's 10. Well,
so one of them's showing, like, drum circle, drum line.
Well, I'm going to get...
One of them's showing Who's Your Caddy.
Let me do the actual list, Jack. Yeah. Because I believe Who's Your Caddy was on...
Are we there yet? Is that... Or are we done
yet?
Yeah, let me
do this real quick, because... Please stop your jokes until
something with Queen Latifah.
All right,
I'm guessing.
All right, if you go to the 1 through 5, here's what's there. Oh, actually, it looks like Balls of Fury just opened, but you could see Balls of Fury with 28 Weeks Later. Okay, maybe black guy, maybe white guys would want to see that.
Hey, well, that's a first run movie, Balls of Fury.
Illegal Tender and Who's Your Caddy?
Uh huh.
Black.
Black is
double
night.
Black. Resurrecting the Champ with Talk to Me. Double black feature, right?
I guess so.
War and Bug. Bug is...
Oh, Bug is the...
Ashley Judd,
yeah.
Which I guess that's not specifically
it's
black.
Kind of art house.
But it's a horror movie, sort of. And War is Jet Li, so it's karate, so that's for black people.
I would guess so.
Rush Hour 3 and Hairspray. Okay, that's a little weird.
Well, Rush Hour 3 we know is
the sequel to the Citizen Kane of black movies.
Sure, sure. It's the Magnificent Ambersons of black people.
Yeah, Illegal Tender and Who's Your Caddy. Those were the double features. Mm-hmm. Those are at the black cinemas. And it's great because what they do is that's my definition of the black entrance. Because they have, you can go and see them at like, there's like three movies playing. So you can see the double, like the second showing of Rush Hour 3 starts at 2:45 a.m.
Oh.
So you can go there like all friggin' night if you
right.
want.
And you can just drive to the next one.
You can pretty much drive around and see whatever you want. Now here's the white one, I thought. The Invasion in a double feature with Rescue Dawn.
Okay.
Okay. Super Bad and I Know Who Killed Me. That's what I went to. The Bourne Ultimatum and I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry.
By the way, no black people were hurt in the making of any of those films.
Exactly. And The Simpsons Movie and Transformers.
Okay.
Maybe there will be some black appeal in that.
Let's see. The black characters in The Simpsons include Lenny, Dr. Hibbert.
And Carl, actually.
Oh, Carl. Sorry.
Yes.
Carl, Dr. Hibbert. What's the one cop?
I'm not sure.
One of Wiggum's cops.
Yeah, one of Wiggum's cops.
There's about three black guys in The Simpsons.
There's a black kid that's in school. One of the school kids is black. That's in Lisa's class, I think. But I figured that's the white theater, right? Do you agree with that?
Oh, clearly.
Yeah. But here's the other
goose. I'm gonna go out. Look, I'm not exactly an NAACP representative.
And I thank them for separating the movies.
But I'm going to say this. I don't think a single black man in America paid a dollar to see Rescue Dawn. I just don't sense that was a film that reached out to the black community.
Yeah. And so anyway, the other thing that's great, and this is why you would go to the movies, is there's two reasons now. The blackest and whites are separate. That's one move reason to go to the drive-in.
Well, I've said it on the show before. Now, in a drive-in, I don't know if it's that big a deal.
Well, it is, because you have to go to the concession stand or the bathroom at some point.
Oh, well.
And I didn't even see any black people. It was fine.
Yeah, that doesn't bother me. It's in the theater.
In the theater.
So are they honking their horns and shit?
Nah, it was fine. But the other thing is
shooting
guns
off?
The beauty of it is the cost of, it was $6.99 a person to go to the drive-in.
And you could, like, see three movies.
Right,
if you really
for
$6.99.
We saw, you know, two movies and in the privacy of my Oldsmobile.
$6.99 a pop, huh?
Yeah, $6.99 a person. So it was good.
That's a pretty good deal.
It's a good deal to see. I mean, Superbad is still a first-run movie, so, you know.
Balls of Fury is a first-run
movie. Balls of Fury is a first-run movie. So there's, I mean, Simpsons would still be considered first-run. Bourne Ultimatum is first-run. The Invasion is probably still out there first-run. So, yeah, the Ford Wyoming driving was a good time. Oh, I'm sorry. I take it all back. It's not $6.99 a person. It was $3.99 a person.
Yeah.
It was $6.99 for both of us. That's what it was. Or whatever it was. $7.99. I'm sorry, it's $3.99 an adult. It's even a better deal.
So
it's $4 to go see Superbad at the drive-in.
$8 for two people.
It was $8 for the two of us to go.
Well,
cheap date city. You could certainly go to the drive-in. Take your girl over there.
It is kind of far away.
Yeah, it was a 20-minute drive.
This is why Joe Bob Briggs is a hero to all of us.
Because
the drive-in will never die.
And people, and not us, but people were drinking. People were drinking away too. Yeah, so it was
doing
fine.
Doing blow.
I don't want to say that, but people were drinking.
That sucks your dick real good, brother.
Well, there's probably some of that going on at the drive-in as well. But
what was going on at Who's Your Caddy?
I don't know. I don't know what was going on.
How many Lincoln Navigators were in that?
I didn't see a whole lot of them, but
Hoopties and Lincoln Navigators, the Dodge Charger, which is sort of a black man's car.
Yeah,
a lot of cars going on.
But
I like the Dodge stuff. I want an Avenger. That's the
do you?
I do.
Look at Corey loving the American cars.
I'm eyeballing the Avenger. The Charger's a little too big, but anyway. Yeah, that's what I'd want.
Yeah. So that's my drive-in story.
As soon as this podcast is over and I get a real career, and it's going to be
Corey will have his hot Dodge Charger.
Exactly. I'll be ready to go.
How about an open top for that let your hair flow in the breeze?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, come on. Don't no-sell my jokes. That was funny. You dick with your sound effects.
You bastard.
All right, because at 97.1, I'm going to...
Fuck you, fat asshole.
I'm going to have my own soundboard.
Yeah, okay.
That's something
get
I'm going
to...
I'm going to get my own drop board over there. They have drop boards built in. I think they use those screens that we were using for the phone screeners. I think you can get a drop board on those.
Can you?
I think it's possible, yeah.
All right.
So anyway. We didn't talk about how Saturday night was a funeral for the Lions either. And we had to step in after that garbage.
Yeah, the Lions took a dive in a
big
way.
Yeah, it was so bad.
They bit the ass. And the Tigers, too. The Tigers blew.
Yeah, the Lions and the Tigers both got their asses
kicked.
And then
it was like, hey, here's the wacky antics of the two guys you don't know.
Yeah, so it was kind of a depressing time to go on Saturday night.
That didn't seem to bother
me. And we went on an hour later than we were supposed to as well. So.
But guess what? I want to say thank you to the drunks out there that did call in.
I love we had an intern screening our calls, and he goes, hey, guys, a drunk girl called in, and I decided to hang up on her. I didn't think she'd be a good I didn't think she'd make for good radio. So I'm like,
you know,
there's a reason you're an intern.
I looked at him. I did. I almost did a spit. If I had had something in my mouth, I would have spit take all over his dumb ass.
I mean, give us Corey with a drunk girl. I mean, that would be the greatest rate. I mean, think about the Cherry and Brooklyn shows.
He
and
came
the
in and told
shows.
Us that during the break. And if he told us that on air, I would have beat him with a newspaper.
Corey wished he had been wearing a leather glove. He would have taken it off and slapped the guy with it.
Yeah.
And he was a perfectly nice kid, too, by the way, Sean. But, you know, it was like, I had a drunk girl and decided not to use her.
You know, she was just drunk and incoherent. I'm like, that's what we want. You've never heard this show before.
Stop thinking and start patching in the phone calls, kid.
Hot tub party. We like drunk and considered idiots.
So, anyway, that was that.
Wow.
What can you do?
I don't know.
Anyway, should we take a break now? You want to play more White Rabbits?
I believe it's
I have a news. I have a newspaper article here that's great.
Okay.
It's from my local paper. They always have funny crime
and
stories.
We have two of the dumbest individuals
we're going to talk about
ever produced.
Really, really dumb people. They just both happen to be girls, or?
We'll get into that after this.
So here's more White Rabbits. And listen to this, a good song, actually. I love this song. And we'll be back with more show, some funny newspaper stories, and dumb girls right after this on the Corey and Joel Radio Show.
Oh, man.
Back with you. It's the Corey and Draw. Corey and Draw radio show. I have a mouthful of Reese's Pieces because I didn't know when the show was going to end. Or the song was going to end. I'm sorry. We were having a conversation about something.
Welcome back. They're killing your problem.
Yeah.
It's good I'm not eating a ho-ho.
It's funny. See, that's a situation where being a podcast, I could have waited to come back and then just cut out the dead space. But now I'm feeling like I'm doing this live thing, you know, after doing the 97.
You could have let it go for another second or two, but
it's funnier that way. So anyway.
It's a good thing I wasn't eating a 2-for-1 ho-ho at the same time.
Yeah.
2-for-1 ho-hos today.
Where was that at?
It was wherever I got my pop. It was terrific.
Wherever you got your pop.
It was a gas station.
Corey and Joe radio show sponsored by wherever Corey gets his pop. When you need a pop and a 2-for-1 ho-ho, go to where Corey gets his pop.
I'm a grown man. I should stop eating this sugar. But
I'm going to put these away. Do you want any Reese's Pieces?
No, no.
I'm going to put these away.
Type 2 diabetes is beckoning.
Yeah, I know. Speaking of that, you hear who died from diabetes?
Who dead?
Richard Jewell.
Oh,
well,
really?
A lot of people don't know, but he was the guy. People would know what he did anyway. He was the guy that when in the Atlanta Olympics in '96, he was a security guard, and he saved people from the bombing by like
yes,
he found the bomb and told people to get away, and then the bomb went off, and then he was accused of actually placing the bomb by law enforcement, and was dragged through the mud in the press, and his life was basically ruined. And then it turned out that he actually never had anything to do with the bombing.
Well, look at that.
But he died yesterday from complications from diabetes.
Oh.
He was 44 years old. So
wow, that's young.
He's a young guy. And he was a diabetic. He was diagnosed with diabetes either earlier in the year and then lost some toes as a result.
Really?
And then he died just the other day.
I'm going to stop.
Richard Jewell, we hardly knew you.
I'm going to stop eating Reese's Pieces. That's for damn sure.
But it's 2-for-1 ho-ho day. And let's wash it down with a 20-ounce of Mountain Dew, because that has no sugar in it either.
That's what I'm saying. I got to stop this shit.
Yeah, all right.
Oi,
that's all right.
I could be the next Richard Jewell.
That's okay. Don't worry about it. Hey, there's no sugar in Chicken Shack, and we'll have that after the show.
Oh, good, good.
So don't
good.
Worry about that.
Yeah, Chicken Shack. Yeah, good.
Anyway.
Oh, boy.
So do you want to talk about...
Joel and I are going to be good death pool picks in about 3 years. It's going to be terrific.
We would actually qualify if we're famous from being on the radio.
Sure.
Do you want to talk about dumb chicks or perverts?
Let's start with perverts.
You want to start with perverts?
And okay. Move on into dumb chicks.
I read this. We get this local rag paper called Woodward Talk.
Yes.
And it is the local... it is serving Ferndale, Berkeley, Huntington Woods, and Pleasant Ridge.
Yeah. Every 2 miles in the Detroit metro area has a version of this.
A local paper, yeah. There's it's called other things in other places, but since we live in the vicinity of Woodward Avenue here, where the Corey and Joel, the beautiful
Woodward Talk, yeah.
Corey and Joel studios are
these scrumptious, spacious, delectable studios.
There's a story on the front page that says cops nab alleged cyber peeper, and it says he reportedly stole her underwear. Purchased photographs of her from a wedding photographer and installed a miniature camera in her bedroom. Ferndale police alleged that 39-year-old Andrew Kaminsky was so infatuated with his female next-door neighbor that he broke into her home on numerous occasions in order to acquire some of the possessions, almost as if they were, quote, trophies.
Wow.
Yes. It says he was arrested at 3:15 on August 17th, so that's in the middle of the afternoon, when another resident of the home that he lives in, I guess he had a female roommate or some kind of roommate, saw him climbing down a second-floor bedroom window on a 20-foot ladder, which I don't know why. I don't know why you would do the ladder thing. Maybe he was using that to look into the woman's house.
That's pretty stupid. That reminds me of a friend of mine in high school. Snuck out of his house.
Yeah.
And was, like, hiding along the side of the wall because his dad heard him sneaking out.
Yeah.
And he had a flashlight, and he forgot to turn the flashlight off.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Okay. According to police, Kaminsky confessed that he entered his neighbor's home at least 5 times over the last several months. He had purchased a wireless mini pinhole security camera. And he admitted that he installed a device in the woman's bedroom, and he was returning to the home to retrieve it that day.
Why don't they just shut down these spy shops?
I know, and there's tons of them, too. I mean, right around the corner from me, there's one.
You know, all these stupid, you know, spy shack. Yeah. You know, that's what they're doing. They're selling cameras so you can look at teenage girls.
He said they had found photographs of the victim in a bathing suit, and they had found a DVD containing a grainy video of the victim. It's a good thing we caught him when he did. He's facing one count of first-degree home invasion, which carries a maximum sentence of 20 years in prison and or $5,000 fine. One count of eavesdropping, et cetera, installing a device, which is a 2-year felony and a $2,000 fine.
Oh, wow.
So this guy got busted for doing... Now, listen, we've all had a hot neighbor.
Yes.
Or somebody that we've, you know, thought was a good-looking girl.
Sure.
That was in our vicinity or our neighbor or...
Hopefully you have.
Roommate, whoever it happens to be.
Unless you live in the Arctic Circle and your neighbor is a coyote
but,
or a malamute
I mean,
or something.
To actually go to the lengths of There's breaking no into their circle. House, that's where that, to me...
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and the installing a camera.
Yeah.
I'd even say, look, if the girl's tanning...
Oh, it's all fair game.
And yeah... You want to get out the old Digicam
sure,
and snap a pic
sure,
or two?
Sure.
I see that.
If a girl's in a public restroom, I don't see the issue.
No. Stop with that. Being serious.
Yeah.
If the girl is outside in public of her home doing something,
yeah,
and you want to take a photograph, I don't know that how it... There are some laws about that. I don't know if that's legal or not. But to my sense of what's right and wrong, that's okay. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's not... Whatever.
What if...
It's less creepy than... I mean, that's just, you know, you're looking.
Right.
But to actually break into someone's home and install a camera, I mean, that takes fucking nuts. Wow. That takes balls.
That,
I mean, you gotta be horny and...
That is...
I mean, just the terror that would be... I mean, I would be so... I could never, ever, ever do that under any circumstances.
Well, it shows you the lengths to which guys will go...
Yeah.
...to get off.
Right.
And I'm personally pretty lazy.
Yeah.
Hell... I don't want to drive 20 minutes to get laid.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? I you know,
sure.
Honestly.
You won't drive to the drive-in.
Jeez. I mean, my girlfriend lives in Troy, and I'm like, oh, this is a long, it's a long drive.
Yeah.
Every time I go out there. And, you know, it's like, I don't know, because some of these guys have so much ambition. There was another case, very similarly to this,
yeah.
A few years ago, that a guy I knew casually, you know, wasn't real tight with, but he worked at a record store. And was like friends with the guys who worked at the video store I used to hang out at.
Okay.
So I'd see the guy either at the record store or the video store. And it turns out he put a camera inside an alarm clock. He rigged up one of those little, you know, one of those little fiber optic cameras.
Sure.
Inside an alarm clock in a bathroom. And I think it was either in his house or his girlfriend's house. Might have been his girlfriend's house.
In his girlfriend's house. Okay.
And so he could watch... The girlfriend's daughter and her friends.
Wow.
Like, use the shower and stuff.
Wow. That's real creepy.
Yeah, that's a good deal, isn't it?
That's almost worse than this guy that I read about. Because now, what was his point? He lived with this woman, and she had a teenage daughter, I'm guessing?
Yeah, she had a teenage daughter.
So this guy was an older guy, maybe?
40s.
Okay.
Yeah.
And was he busted by the cops?
Oh, yeah. He got... The pinches so caught him.
Did he go to jail?
I don't know how much time. I don't really know. He disappeared for a while. I know that much.
Yeah, I would think.
And I know he was on parole. I don't know how much time he did.
Yeah.
I just remember it being a big old scandal at the time.
Well, I think the girlfriend's got to dump you right away for
that. Yeah.
I'm sure
you'd think.
You'd think.
You'd think, but then you see these girls who've got husbands in prison.
Yeah.
He's a good man. You know, stab somebody in the neck.
Now, what about, like, doing that? Okay, hypothetically speaking.
Yeah.
You were saying that you think it was in the girlfriend's house. Is it different if it's his own house?
No, I don't think it's better.
No?
Putting a camera in a bathroom, even in your own
home. Even in your own home is bad.
You could be like, it's for security purposes.
Yeah.
Because a lot of 15-year-old teenage burglars take showers in there. I mean, you know, I don't know.
A lot of 15-year-old girls with really supple young breasts might want to steal something. And,
oh.
But, you know, what about, like, say, in your own home, though, having a camera in your home? Is that wrong?
I don't know. I mean, look, if somebody doesn't know they're being taped in your home,
that's wrong.
I think that's where you start to get an issue.
Well, it's definitely wrong in somebody else's home if they know they're being taped. But in your own home, is there a gray area in the law there? Is there something that would make you say, like, man, maybe there's
you
a
know,
reason for
I
that.
Don't really know the criminal statutes on this one.
Well, I mean, what does your sense of right and wrong tell you?
I'd say that anytime someone's being videotaped
or
photographed without their consent and it's not by the police.
Okay.
I'd say that you're probably in trouble.
Well, I have an announcement for you. I will be releasing the Corey and Joel surveillance cam DVDs as a box set this holiday season,
sure.
Including Nadia getting spanked
Well, I think a surveillance
camera
is
different.
Sherry
Brookman rolling the sex dice.
I think when people walk into like a public place, they have the presumption.
Right.
They go into a 7-Eleven, they're going to be videoing.
But if there was a camera hidden somewhere, say in this room while we were doing the show, and you didn't know about it, would that, I mean, I don't know. You haven't done, you yourself haven't done anything.
I don't know. I guess a lot of hidden camera shows get away with it.
Yeah.
Unless people try and sue them.
But I think you have to sign a release, ultimately, in that situation.
I don't think these girls were signing a release in
the shower. Yeah, it's weird. Yeah, I know what you mean.
After the pool party.
Yeah, because, I mean, there are reasons. Well, here's one, you know, where stuff like that actually does, people do use cameras like that, is like nanny cams and stuff and babysitter cams.
Sure.
And I tell you what, that would freak me the fuck out.
Right.
If I was a babysitter and I was, you know, I might be worried about that.
Yeah.
That'd be awful.
Well, I know I hear sometimes stories about how people will, they have the baby monitor.
Yeah.
And like somebody will be at a party or something, and they'll overhear a conversation on the baby monitor.
Oh.
And somebody will be talking trash about somebody else. You know, you never know where you're going to
be. I've never babysat, which probably.
Thank.
Well, go ahead.
There we go.
There's a boy.
No, hey. neither of us are regularly in charge of children.
Where do you want these? Slow pitch to you? Do you want these underhand the rest of the time when I give you these jokes?
Hey, I'm not babysitting. I'm not babysitting either.
I've never babysit for anyone, but I know, like I've had girlfriends, ex-girlfriends or whatever, who have house sit for people.
Sure.
And believe me.
Girls do that a lot.
Girls end up house sitting.
Yeah.
And when you house sit, if I know a girl's house sitting, I mean, we're talking sex on the fucking coffee table. We're talking all kinds of crazy bullshit going on in that house.
Yeah, you think so?
When you're house sitting.
It's kind of fun, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, because it's like not your house. And
sure.
I do all kinds of nonsense to people's houses when they're house sitting. And I never really think, like, geez, maybe there's a camera in there. But
I'll tell you what, when you've been with a girl for a long time, you look for any edge you can get.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, and if it involves in the house sitting house.
Here's the thing.
That's a new room.
Here's the thing. I was dating a girl, and she was house sitting for a woman who I guess was a teacher at this point.
Okay.
But she used to be a nun.
Oh.
She used to be a nun, okay? And she was house sitting.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted to have sex. And the girl told me that it would be wrong to fuck in the nun's bed.
Well, I think it would be all the better.
So she goes, we can't do it there. So we banged on the living room floor on the carpet.
That's, well, because...
Is that any better? But
no,
in this girl's mind, she was thinking, oh, it's better that we can bang on the carpet.
I believe the nun's couch would be the optimum place. Because I think God did not sign off on that couch.
It was so funny. She just had this thing like, we can't fuck on her. And I go, we can fuck on her couch.
Sure. Did God not bless that floor or
I
something?
Don't know, but apparently the woman was still very, very religious.
Yeah.
And, you know, she had like a gentleman friend, so she wasn't all nunny anymore. But she used to be a nun, and there was God stuff all over the house.
Yeah.
And I went over there and banged her on the fucking living room carpet.
I know a couple people whose parents are former nuns and priests and stuff.
Really? Oh, I didn't
know. In fact, I've heard that in a couple friends of mine, more than one.
Really?
I've heard that a couple times. And it's like, yeah.
That's weird. And I guess you never hear about the people that leave the church.
I guess it makes sense, though, if they both left the church, they'd find each other.
Yeah. Oh, are you saying that they coupled up? Like one was a priest
somebody,
and one was a nun?
Somebody I know, their parents were a former priest and nun.
You don't want to tell me. Do I know that person?
I don't think you do.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
That's interesting. But, you know, you never know about these people. And I guess if you're going to do something like that, it's better to do it outside of the church.
Yeah.
So you have to give credit to people who say, well, look, I'm a priest and, you know, I want to bang chicks or bang guys or whatever you want to do.
See, I have.
At least you leave the priesthood. But then you're not a complete friggin' hypocrite.
I have about as much respect for nuns and priests as I do for Air Ferg. So,
wow, folks, let me just roll through the Corey and Joel Wikipedia. Air Ferg, a podcast hosted by a guy named Ferg, who hasn't been mentioned in at least 120 shows on this. Air Ferg, right out of your ass.
Thank you.
My goodness, Air Ferg. I honestly forgot about
that
show.
I want you to use that to represent how much I give a shit about priests and nuns.
Exactly, okay.
So doing it in the nun's bed wouldn't bother me.
I know,
at all.
But the girl was all uptight about if we fucked in the nun's bed.
What you can't do, Joel, is have sex in the bed of a woman who's delusional enough to believe that she's married to God. That's what you can't do,
That's
Joel.
That's true. I know. Yeah, it was weird. It was a weird story. But yeah, the house sitting, you always do. You're up to shenanigans.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Kegger.
Drinking their booze.
Oh, sure.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, peeing in their sinks. Whatever it takes.
I've never peed in the sink, but, you know.
Peeing in the sink is one of the great joys of life.
You pee in people's sinks?
I pee in my own sink.
Shut up.
Well, not in this house.
You peed in the sink in another house.
You know, sometimes you don't even want to make it to the toilet.
Oh, you are disgusting.
No, I'm ecologically friendly.
How do you pee in the sink? You got to stand up on something high to pee in the sink.
If the sink's at the right height.
A low sink.
If the sink is at the right height.
You can pee in the sink.
Sometimes you can.
I've never heard of peeing in the sink.
Sure.
I mean, I've heard of peeing in the sink, but I've never done.
I don't have. Look, I want to save water. Every flush is a couple of gallons.
I've heard of peeing in the shower. That makes sense. Or
peeing
the bathtub.
In the shower, too. Yeah.
But I've never heard of peeing in the sink.
I want to know if I've been with Amy long enough to pee in the shower on her. I wonder if that's going to count.
Well, why don't you get her on the phone right now? Why don't I ask her the question? Give me the phone.
Sure.
But you know what? Do you pee in the shower ever? Like, would you normally pee in the shower?
What's the big deal?
But yes or no? So you do?
Not regularly, but
You have in the last 18 months peed in the shower.
Certainly.
Okay, I've never peed in the shower, I don't think. Maybe as a wee lass or something, but never as a grown man.
And then after they surgically grafted the penis on you, how to pee in the shower.
I don't think I've ever peed in the shower.
Really?
I don't think so.
You wouldn't do that?
No, I think I just wait till
Here's the thing. You're in a porcelain lined container.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Of running water.
Exactly.
What's the big fucking difference?
I don't know.
These phobias people have about the toilet.
I don't know that it's a phobia. It's just a thing.
It's just
that
a thing you've never done.
I've never done it.
Really?
Should we do it before the show ends?
First of all, first of all, it's time saver. It's a time saver.
It's a time saver. You're running and you're late for everything.
I'm usually late, so if I got to get somewhere in the morning and I'm, hopping in the shower,
you're going to pee in the shower.
What's the difference? What's the big deal?
I don't know. It's
I know. Some people go, it's an abomination against, it's an abomination in the eyes of the Lord.
I don't know about
just
that.
Just like plugging a girl's holes in Mother Mary Catherine's bed. No, I don't know. Peeing in the shower is no big deal.
Yeah, I don't know. Peeing in the shower.
I would not pee on my girlfriend. I'm not Chuck Berry. I don't know if I would pee in the shower.
Did you ever have a girl want you to pee on her? Did you ever have that happen?
Thank the Lord, no.
No, I've never had that happen either. Thank
God. I had an ex who told me about a guy who wanted to pee on her. the guy wanted him to pee on her.
The guy wanted her. The guy wanted
her to pee on him.
Her to pee on him, yeah.
And that was a no-go zone for her. She flew the coop on that one.
A guy wanted the girl to go to the bathroom on him.
Yes.
Yeah, that would be weird.
Uh-huh.
I don't want that at all. I think if I was going to do one or the other, I would probably pee on the girl. But I don't even want to pee on the girl.
Given a choice.
Show number 136, pee on the girl. There you go, ladies and gentlemen.
Erfurg, peeing on the girl.
Never peeing on a girl. There you go.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much, ladies
and gentlemen. I think we've just earned credentials as great guys. Now, if I was going to pee on a girl... I can think of a couple girls so stupid I would pee on them.
Now, would you just pee on them because they're dumb?
Yeah, I think
I would. Well, who do you want to start with?
Let's start with the one this has been all over the internet.
This has been a hot topic. First of all, they have the Miss Teen USA pageant every year, which I got to say, if you're going to watch one pageant and for whack-off material, Miss Teen USA is pretty much the top of the heap because these girls are all like 17, 18.
I would argue Miss Universe. Because for the diversity.
It's true.
Maybe you're feeling a little Brazilian that night.
Well,
you're ordering out. You're like, hey, a little bit of, there's a little bit of Korean.
Yeah, that's true.
You never know
what
you
want. That's good. Miss Universe is good, too. But Miss Teen USA has some of the hottest chicks. They all wear little skimpy bikinis and the bathing suit. It's a real great competition.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time I watched a pageant, but.
I watched one not too long ago. And not this one. I didn't watch this one live when it happened, but by now you've seen the clip. This is Miss South Carolina. Now, do we hear the question in
this? I believe we do.
We hear that she's asked a question.
She's up there with Mario Lopez.
Yeah, who's the host of the show.
Who said, hey, mama, how do you...
So Mario Lopez is asking her a question.
Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think
this is? This is the question being answered. Why can't the U.S. be found on a world map?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some... people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as.
She went way off.
I believe that our education over.
She was on the right track about some people don't have maps. Okay, I can understand that. And she was like people in South Africa, but that's not Americans.
In the Iraq.
In the Iraq. Okay, play the. I just wanted to make that point.
here in the U.S. should help the U.S. or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries.
The Iraq.
So we will be able to build up our future for our children.
Thank you very much, South Carolina.
See, she said lots of buzzwords, like in my, was it in my personal...
Yeah,
opinion.
In my opinion.
And for
such
the,
as.
And then she said, for the children in this country, which is her way of, you know, they coach those girls to make it sound like, here's how to give a serious answer and make it sound real sincere.
Sure.
And she did everything but have any content for the actual answer whatsoever.
Yeah.
She's such a dumb fucking, oh my God.
Oh, what an
idiot.
And
you just look at this girl and go, you know that's a chick who in high school never fucking studied.
Sure.
She had geography. Sure. She blew it off. She sat there and did her nails and wrote notes to boys and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's all coming back to haunt her on national television in front of everybody.
And I'll tell you what, every time I hear about, equal rights, feminism, equality,
yeah,
women overcoming, and I hear this, well, daily, pretty
okay.
much.
Yeah,
you
well,
know,
you're, yeah.
I hear a lot of this.
You're with one of those.
This is what I point to. This is
but
what
wouldn't a
I
feminist
point to.
Point to this as well and go, this is the kind of woman that you don't want to be because all she knows how to do is make her hair pretty.
Exactly. Yeah. But there's a lot more of these girls than you would like to
think. There are. Well, first of all, that girl also, by the way, if you look it up on YouTube, she was on the Today Show.
Oh, I have her apology.
Yeah, but let's not even bother with that because if you want to hear
I think it's hardly better.
The apology, no, because what happens is, and I'm not even mad at her, they make such excuses for her, Ann Curry and Matt Lauer. Like, we say the dumbest things all day on the air. You wouldn't believe the stupid stuff that we've said. We understand. And it's like, no, you don't. You got to have half a brain to be on the goddamn news or on Today's Show. You're not stupid like that.
You would think. Here, let's just...
No, it's really... It's not that good. I've listened to it, Corey. It's not going to... It's on YouTube. Please, let's go.
No, it's not even loading.
Let's move on. All right. So the other girl that's done.
Her apology, though, even if she'd been coached, wasn't that good.
Well, her apology, she did have a better answer. She gave a new answer, but go look it up on YouTube if you want to hear that. But anyway, another girl. A show that Corey and I love is Big Brother 8. We've been watching it.
Yeah.
Pretty much religiously. We love Big Brother every year. This year's been a particularly good year, I think. I mean, I'm loving this Big Brother. I think it's a good time.
Yeah.
Corey hated all the people initially.
Well,
has warmed to a few of them.
Every time I watch Big Brother, I worry about myself.
Yeah.
It is the stupidest programming in the world. And this year, it's even worse because they have this Showtime feed.
Right. 3 hours live every night on Showtime 2.
Sure.
On your digital cable
Big
or satellite.
Big Brother After Dark.
After Dark. 3 hours of live.
5:38 on your DirecTV dish.
It's live, uncensored, what's going on in the Big Brother house.
Okay. And uncensored, by uncensored, they mean... They say fuck and they play beer pong.
Yeah. They say fuck, they drink, they talk about sex.
Zero sex has occurred on this show.
Well, I'm going to argue with that. You've never seen it on Big Brother After Dark.
No.
But in the Big Brother house, there's been a couple of...
I'm just saying, this season, they pitch it as Big Brother After Dark.
Yeah, the After Dark stuff is kind of bullshit.
We're going to Cinemax with our raciness.
Yeah.
Not a thing happened.
And there are situations where girls are in the shower and they deliberately cut away from it and stuff like that.
They've had these people on camera for 2.5 months now, right? 2 months?
Yeah, 2.5 months now.
And they've caught exactly, I believe, one ball bag, half a penis.
Yes.
Some pubic hair. These are all guys.
Yes.
And the one girl you didn't want to see... Yeah. Coming out of the shower.
The nastiest chick in the
house.
That's
it.
Getting out of the bathtub, yeah.
The
smoking hot girls
have managed to get in and out of hot tubs, showers, patrol around.
Yeah, shave their fucking private
get
parts.
Get dressed 5 times a day, and they don't catch a single goddamn second of it on camera.
But here's the good thing. There are hot chicks on the show. There's still hot chicks left on the show. There's two hot chicks left on the show. And there's been this long-running storyline where this guy, Eric, who is America's player, in other words, he's secretly... People can vote online, and they tell him his moves to make in the house.
Yes.
And he's been hitting on this little blonde cheerleader chick from Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
And you're thinking, like, this guy's got no chance because he's a nerd and whatever.
Slightly smarter than Miss South Carolina.
Yeah. And so this girl's a decent girl. I could see being attracted to her. She's cute.
Do you think she could find something on a map?
I don't know. I wouldn't care.
Could she find Albania on a map?
She could find my fucking penis in my underpants. That's all I care
really?
About.
Yeah.
But she's a real cute girl, and she seems sweet and everything. And this guy's really been pawning, you know, what's the word? He's, no, I don't know words.
Okay.
It's ironic. No, but
oh,
he's
it's
really,
ironical.
He's really,
how you're,
he's really pining away for this
your
chick.
Your loquacity
And
fails
he's horny
you.
As fuck. You can tell he's locked up in this house. And all he wants to do is get with this chick. And finally, the other night, they showed him snuggle up to her in bed, and she made out with him for a minute. And I was all like, that's the way to go right
I
there.
I think they have a tender partnership.
They do. But he made out with her the other night. That's good.
Yeah, but it was. How long did it take?
It took
him?
Months and months that he's wanted to do that. And when he kissed her, she goes, oh, finally. You finally kissed me. Oh, my God, what took so long? Sure. And it's like, that's the right answer from a chick.
Right.
More chicks should be like that. Now, it was kind of like the Superbad movie. It was like the nerdy guy kind of got the hot chick. It was good.
No, yeah.
I'm a fan of that.
That was a documentary about my junior year of high school.
But anyway, this other chick on Big Brother, Amber, who was the ugly chick who we saw naked, fully nude. Is really one of the dumbest chicks. And she apparently, she did a lot of drugs. I've heard this on the live feeds and on Showtime. She talks about how her brain is a little messed up because she was on meth for a long time. But it's no explaining this segment that was on Big Brother the other night.
This could very well be the stupidest person on the face of the earth.
And she doesn't know, it's pretty self-explanatory, but she doesn't know the meanings of words. And it's very stupid. And listen to this, how dumb. This is a 30-year-old woman. Little Big Brother goofy sound effects. There you go.
Mm-hmm. Do you think I am?
Charismatic, that's what she asked.
The same word as charming.
Yeah, but
Amber sometimes forgets what certain words mean.
What does ridicule mean anyway?
Ridicule is like making fun of somebody.
They were simple words, I would think, but
what does superficial mean?
What does integrity mean? What does back door mean?
What does integrity mean? First of all, backdoor, you should be familiar with that term, you party slut.
All right. Play some more.
A lot of times people will say big words, and I'm just like, hey, what does that mean? Like, I always ask. I do that a lot. People probably think I'm so stupid.
If it's true, then he would have to be outed.
What does that mean?
I never understood what it meant, and so many people say it.
What about this morning when you're like, you're outed? Well, I don't even know what outed means.
Honestly, I still don't understand what it means. How sad is that?
There's a lot of things you don't know that are going on in this house. Alliances and sub-alliances.
What's a sub-alliance?
I would be surprised if her vocabulary is above her 8-year-old daughter, honestly.
This coming from Evil Dick.
Yeah.
The guy whose claim to fame is being Keith Richards' stunt double. or camera double.
He was his camera double, yeah. Stand-in. Oh. Go ahead. Play a little more.
What does perceived mean? What does implication mean?
Peanut gallery.
I don't know if he's saying the fact that he eats peanuts.
Okay, this is great because the chick doesn't know either.
Well, the black chick who she's talking about, what is a peanut gallery? It's just a term that people use for spectators or people that are looking in on a situation. Peanut gallery comes from the Howdy Doody show.
Right.
The little kids in
that
the audience.
That was the audience.
Or the peanut gallery.
And oftentimes they would be noisy because they were 5-year-old kids.
Yeah.
And Buffalo Bob would say, that's enough for the peanut gallery.
Yeah. Telling them to be quiet in his own fun little way.
But, I mean, and I don't blame Jamaica for not knowing that peanut gallery comes from the Howdy Doody show.
No, you and I know that.
Which went off the air in, like, 63.
Yeah.
And, you know, went off long before we were born, but I still know that somehow.
Yeah. But they didn't know that the peanut gallery just meant people who were looking in or observers.
A heckling audience is what it means.
Well, a peanut gallery, if you would say like the peanut gallery.
An inconsequential
gallery,
little
right, you know, like
nosy people. Yeah.
People who would be looking in on someone's relationship. If you're trying to have a private conversation and people were trying to watch, that could be considered a peanut gallery.
Yes.
Yeah, something like that would be, you know, it's all contextual. But yes, I know that Amber would never understand our show when I use contextual. But anyhow, this girl is so friggin' dumb.
Well, what we do is that we use humor and commentary in a synergistic fashion. And we bring together, we weave a tapestry.
Yes.
What's a tapestry?
It's a conclave of intelligentsia is what it is. And we bring together.
What's integrity, Joel? What's charismatic? She's never played D&D because, you know, her charisma score. She's never had to roll. Oh, sorry.
What does make? This is words that she shouldn't know. What does makeover mean?
What does hatchet face mean? What exactly?
What does pull a bag over your head mean? Where a girl is the ugliest chick on there? Did you hear the other night? And I wish I had.
I think there's a little bit more.
Is there a little bit more?
Mm. Oh, they're laughing.
That was just the laugh track of the peanut gallery that Big Brother threw on there. Yeah, she is so bad. And then there was another thing about the other day about this ugly Amber who's so stupid. Yeah. About somebody told her in the house that she should pursue modeling after she gets out of the house.
What, ass modeling?
And it was so funny. It was on, I guess, the Sunday show this past week. And she goes on and on about how she's seriously considering pursuing modeling.
Now, somebody told her this as being a dick.
It sounds like
right?
Somebody ripped on her and said she should pursue.
First of all, she's always
being
crying.
A model.
She's crying yeah. every shot.
Yeah. She was the girl that they put on Power of 10 last night with Drew Carey.
Yeah.
If you saw that, two of the house guests won a trip to be on Power of 10. Oh. And she somehow won to be in the finals, and then she crapped out going for $100,000 and ended up with $1,000.
Right.
But he also asked her, I think the question was, what is it like to be, what was the word? I told you this earlier. What was it like to be, people were constantly looking in on her, and she goes, I don't know what that means, Drew.
Really? Voyeuristic?
Something like that. I forget. I wish I had the Drew Carey clip, but I don't have every clip of everything I've ever seen in my entire life. I'm just one man. I just have one podcast. I make no money because you guys don't send any shit to the goddamn fucking lunch fund. God damn it. You wanted some fucking professional show? Give us some goddamn money.
Or write a letter.
Buy a fucking poster. Write the 97.1 for fucking Christ's sakes. Get off your goddamn German ass, you motherfuckers.
Ouch.
That was a commentary brought to you by Joel from the Corey and Joel Radio.
That show will cost German people nothing because they'll be able to stream that
yeah,
even
true.
More show.
I know.
But it'll cost
I know.
Us.
I'm kidding. But anyway.
Anyway.
Woo! So anyway, the dumb girls on Big Brother. Which,
so stupid.
Yeah, so stupid.
She's always talking about God.
Yeah.
I can't wait for her to get voted out.
I can't. The fucking waterworks she's going to turn on when she gets voted out.
They got to vote her out tomorrow.
Well, they're saying that they have to vote her out. Yeah, she's up for nomination on Thursday, which by the time you hear this, you'll have to tune in straight away.
Yeah.
Or you might even know, you know, it might have already happened by the time you're listening. But they're saying that no one wants to be against her in the final two because when they vote, she's got a kid, she's a single mom, and that she really needs the money.
Goodbye.
And no one wants to be in there against her. So I think they're probably going to get rid of her, so... And that's a good thing.
Right. Well, she already made $1,000 on a game show, so that's more than she's
made. She made $1,000, yeah.
That's more than she's made in the last 2 months.
That's true.
So.
But here's the thing, too. Speaking of reality shows, real quickly here, they put that show Anchorwoman on, which was like they got this hot model chick.
I did not see it. Cause
who
it
was a WWE diva for a minute. I don't know.
Okay.
And they put it on for, you know, it was the debut episode. They did an hour, but it was technically 2 half-hours. It was going to be a half-hour show. They kind of put them together, and she went to be a... anchor woman at a small town in Texas because the ratings were down and somehow they cooked together this idea and they made it a reality show. And I tell you, it was a friggin' good show, but the ratings were so bad.
Now, was it a good show because
I'm gonna explain.
You were hot for
her?
No,
I'm going to explain. The show was a good show, but apparently the ratings were bad. It did like a 2.0 in the Nationals, which means it got beat by like the CW or something, and that's kind of this...
Well, that is bad.
That's a bad sign. Yeah. But apparently also it lost viewers from the beginning of the show to the end. And I'm going to explain why it lost viewers. You asked me if it was good or not. It was like a real sort of serious show. It wasn't goofy like The Simple Life or like one of those VH1 shows like, you know, Flavor of Love where it looked real scripted or anything. Yeah. It really looked like behind the scenes of a news station. And as somebody who, you know, has sort of a fascination with the media, as you do, it was a really good show. It showed you, you know, the news director and the general manager and what they all did and the reporters and the cameraman and what they all did and how they were trying to teach this woman.
It wasn't just like, oh, I'm a dumb blonde.
Well, here's the thing. I think people who thought it was going to be a retarded show about a dumb blonde who was going to do dumb shit, because she did dumb shit for like the first 10 minutes and then she realized she had to be like smart. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
She had to be all like smart and stuff.
Yeah. Well, she showed up with, like, you know, a lot of cleavage, and the guy sent her home and had to change her outfit and stuff. But the show was so not exploitive, like, they played it so serious, that people who wanted exploitation didn't get it. And the fact that they advertised it as being exploitation, no one who wanted to watch, like, really a documentary about a newsroom, which is more of what that show was and how the news is made, which you might have, like, enjoyed or I would enjoy. No one was even tuning in for that because they billed it as like this, you know, TNA show.
Well,
tits and ass, and it wasn't.
Now, there's some other show called Making News Texas Style.
Yeah, I don't know what
that
is.
Which has another blonde, and it seems similar.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that's just a knockoff on it, probably. Somebody Somebody heard the idea and thought it would be a good... If that's not the TV Guy network like you told me, then yeah. That's exactly what that
it
is.
It got yanked in, what, one day?
Anchorman, yeah. It aired. They aired 1 hour of it, which was two episodes, and the ratings dropped from the beginning to the end, and it got beat by the CW, so they canceled it, but apparently...
A lot of shows are getting yanked.
Yeah, Fox has that on their website, apparently, if you want to watch. And I enjoyed it, because there was the real anchor was actually like a real hot chick like for the news. You know the news has hot chicks? She was like a real hot chick for the news. And she was all jealous of the big buxom blonde. And she was like a real bitch about behind her back going, she's no good.
She was a serious reporter.
She was a real villain in the show. And she came off. It was really entertaining. Wow. And they canceled the goddamn show.
Well, I'm sorry to have broken your heart. You're the only guy in America who didn't see it.
But it was good. And you know what? A lot of people didn't watch it because they thought it was going to be bad.
You also
And the people that wanted it to be bad, it wasn't.
All right. Now, I didn't see Anchorwoman, I can't say. But... Here's a little bit of a mitigating argument here.
What's that?
You liked Pirate Master.
Okay, Pirate Master
which
was okay.
Everyone hated.
Pirate Master was goofy.
It got yanked.
Pirate Master was goofy.
Through.
It didn't, and I found the remaining episodes on the web, so I'll have to download those and watch Pirate Master. It was okay. I mean, it wasn't great. It was something, you know, it was something to watch. I don't know.
Well, this is
it
how
it was a Survivor knockoff. I mean, it was actually done by Mark Burnett, but it had a lot of Survivor elements in it with a pirate theme. Well, here's the good thing about Pirate Master. This was the one innovation they had. Was if you won, you would win money every week, and you could transfer the money. In other words, like people, imagine like in Big Brother, if they were winning money every week, and I could buy people's votes. That's what you could do on Pirate Master. Rather than getting voted out, if I wanted your vote, I could give you $10,000 that I had won already.
It's not,
and then you know it was sort of an innovation. That's all.
Not compelling enough. I don't know.
All right, I'm fine, and that's fine.
Here's the thing, though. Now I've noticed networks are taking the time. To cancel reality shows.
Yeah.
Which normally they would never do that.
Well, because they
They'll cancel shows before they resolve the ending of it.
And that's what's so stupid is because the reality shows are already in the can for the most part.
Sure.
They may not be edited
There's
fully.
There's 8 or 10 episodes and they won't even show you all of those.
Well, they may not all be fully edited in the can, but they're shot.
Yeah.
Whereas a scripted show isn't shot. I mean, or some of them aren't shot anyway. Probably by
I
the
guess
time
there's more to
yanked.
Lose. It seems like the money's already out there for the reality show.
You know what? I think they feel like what they do normally when they cancel like a Pirate Master is they take a show that they already have and they'll be like an extra hour of CSI New York.
More and two just, and a half men.
Yeah, they'll add a two and a half men for some goddamn unknown reason.
Oh,
so
that
anyway,
show.
That's what's going on TV this summer. And the new shows are almost upon us.
They canceled, what was the other one? Armed and Dangerous.
Armed and Famous.
Armed and Famous, like halfway through.
Yep, they certainly did.
That had Eric Estrada and the midget from Wee Man from
And that had
Jackass.
And that had kind of a good premise. I never saw
LaToya,
one,
well, they had
one
LaToya,
episode of it.
They had LaToya Jackson on a firing range with like a 357, and you're like, this is terrifying.
Yeah.
This is really terrifying.
I never saw any of that show, but you know that was another thing that had its... Here's a show that, you know, The Simple Life, which became a big hit on VH1.
Gone.
Well, but you know what? That was actually on one of the networks, the WB or one of those, and bombed out, and then they put it on cable. So sometimes things like...
It was on Fox.
Things like Anchorwoman and stuff like that just don't work on a network, but they work better on cable. I think the threshold is lower on cable.
Yes.
Where shows like Flavor of Love and stupid shit like Hogan Knows Best.
Right.
How make it?
How is Hogan? Seems like they're making Hogan Knows Best at the same rate they made like Popeye cartoons. It seems like there's like another one.
I've heard it's like it's season 4 of Hogan Knows Best, and I'm like, really? Because like I you know I watch that occasionally because you know I'm a big wrestling guy, or at least I used to be, more than I am now, and I'm kind of into Hulk Hogan, and I'd like to see what he's up to, and the daughter's kind of hot and everything, but.
It's almost unwatchable.
What the fuck is going on that show? My God, four fucking years?
And then, the son, now they got big drama.
Yeah, the son crashed the car.
Because the son was driving 86 miles an hour in a 45 in a construction zone.
Yeah, he
so,
almost killed the guy that was sitting with him. So.
Not going to be in any trouble.
But you know what? I'm wondering about that, and we have to wrap this up and get out of here, but I'm wondering if that's like the Osbournes. Remember when they were the big reality hit?
Yeah.
And then... Like, everyone had to go to rehab and stuff.
And
because
then ruined the show.
The show kind of fell apart. And I'm wondering if that the Hogans are so famous now, you know, Nick and Brooke and Hulk and the wife and everything.
What about the Hogan family? Why aren't they famous
anymore? What happened to Sandy Duncan and the Hogan family? And
Sandy
Valerie
Duncan's
Harper?
Eye. That's the name
Sandy
of our
Duncan's
show.
Eye. All right. We got to get out of here, folks. Thanks a lot for listening. This is more from White Rabbit. Get on the forum and send in some feedback on the 97.1 shows.
Please do.
It's on the forum there. I'll try to remind you again this week. And Any feedback on the 97.1 shows would be great. So.
Send your cards and letters about Anchor Woman and why Joel's not a closer to live.
Joel's not a closer.
I don't know.
Is that about the porno?
Apparently, you were a closer at the drive-in.
Well, I don't want to get into that. Yeah. But
well, okay. You didn't want to get into the porn actors either.
Well, hey, I'm doing what I can.
Send your letters about what a dick I am to email at CoreyandJoelRadio.com.
Email at CoreyandJoelRadio.com. We'll catch you next time. Don't forget, mailing list. We'll review that girl's porno on Jerk Off Home Companion, all right?
Good.
Good stuff. Later.